I'm Kristen Ward. I'm 40 years old, and I'm a belly dancer and also a storyteller. I started learning in 2004, and I started dancing professionally in 2008, so about 10 years now. I actually perform Middle Eastern dance that comes out of Egypt. I've always enjoyed dance just in general, and I got into a little bit more modern dance in college so that when I came to Pittsburgh, I was looking for different dance scenes to be a part of. And I was at an event and I saw a belly dance troupe and I thought it was just so beautiful. So I started taking classes and it just sort of stuck for me. It's always hard when you're learning a new thing. So when I first started going to classes, I was moving in a lot of ways that I'd never moved before. It's a little bit like in hip hop, where there's a lot of isolation movements. That's what belly dance does a lot of too. So it was a lot of learning how to move different muscles individually. Unlike, when we're day-to-day moving, we're generally moving more of our bodies at once. So most of the challenges I have now are just figuring out the business side of things. Because when you're a performer, a lot of people get to enjoy, the performance and the beautiful costumes and don't realize how much work goes on behind the scenes when I have to do show booking and keeping my website updated and marketing and all that sort of thing. Sometimes people get wrong ideas about what entertainers are doing. So sometimes you end up with some negative interactions with audience members who think that because you're doing a different kind of dance than they're used to, they might think it comes across a little bit more sexy and they think that they can interact with it. So that's made it a little bit awkward a couple of times. Learning how to deal with that, especially as a woman, can be a little bit difficult. My best moment belly dancing was I was at an event dancing at the Pittsburgh Public Market, and there was a food stand there run by a woman from Syria. And she called me aside at one point and she said, "I love watching you dance. You dance the way I dance at home." And for me, that was the greatest compliment that I could get as an American dancer doing Middle Eastern dance, that someone actually from those countries could engage in that way and feel like I was being authentic to her. I guess the best advice I can give is to keep dancing. There's going to be challenges, and sometimes it's tough, or sometimes, you have a hard time finding bookings or just making ends meet. And as an artist, I think it's important to, not give up on your dream and be able to try new things and persevere. I saw when I first moved to Pittsburgh, I was doing a little bit of modern dance. And I was out in an event and I saw a belly dance troupe performing. And I thought it was just really beautiful. So I decided to take classes. So when I first started learning, I was taking classes at Dance Alloy with an instructor named Marianne Carr. And then later, when I started performing, when I was new to performing, I started performing at Sphinx Cafe, which was over on the south side, that is owned by an Egyptian family. And they sort of took me under their wing, and I learned a lot from them about the culture of the dance. You guys asked some great questions. Thank you.